You'll hear an interview with two college lecturers, Sarah Banks and Tom Weston, who are talking about working in clothes shops when they were students. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at part 3.
With me today are Sarah Banks and Tom Weston, two college lecturers who both worked while they were students. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sarah, tell us first about the job you had in an expensive clothes shop.
It was in a fancy women's boutique. I'd like to say I got the job because of my fashionable appearance. I was studying fashion, so I always wore the latest stuff, but I think the manager just liked my outgoing manner. I was aware even then, though, that a shop job wasn't my thing, but there was little else around where I could get any experience, so off I went. It was in an affluent area, full of creative types, and the price tags were high, so we didn't need many sales for a good day's takings.
And was it enjoyable?
Well, some customers could be difficult, and they all expected something special. Soft fabrics, low lights, chic private changing rooms. They weren't just looking for clothes, they were after a whole experience. And often they'd pick out totally unsuitable things, but insist they were the right choice. So I really appreciated it when a woman would finally step out of the changing room in the dress that completely altered her whole posture. Head up, shoulders back. It demonstrated the magic of the perfect outfit and fed into my later design work.
How easy was it to fit in at the shop?
There was a strict dress code for staff. We had to wear stuff from the shop's range. I did fall into line with this, but only just. I remember feeling a distinct sense of rebellion when I realised how limited the choice was. As I felt, and still feel, people should express themselves through their clothes. So I deliberately chose the only two things that were comfortable, but they looked hideous together. No one commented, but I felt I'd made my point. Being so strict wasn't in the shop's best interest. Luckily, none of my friends saw me wearing the clothes, although I did eventually show them off at home.
And Tom, you also worked in a clothes boutique.
Yeah, I was a business student, and the boutique really inspired me. The owner had become famous by making amazing clothes out of recycled stuff, but never seemed that interested in big profits, so I was intrigued by him. Then I overheard staff talking about how he'd ring round his branches every day, demanding to know how much money they'd made. It was a real eye-opener. The fashion world clearly didn't survive on charisma and big ideas alone. I was really mad when I realised how stupid I'd been. I just wasn't worldly wise enough then to see the reality. It taught me that things aren't always what they seem.
And you both teach students now. Tom, can you spot those that have had experience of work?
They're the ones who understand the importance of getting to classes, even for parts of the course they find less inspiring. They'll still manage to get something out of them, and they'll come over as fully functioning grown-ups, able to take responsibility for their lives without much assistance. They'll have learnt the basics of time management and have an appreciation of whatever money they've got, too. Although, as students, they usually don't have much, of course.
So, finally, what did you learn from working while you were students? Sarah?
Well, any job you do has its moments of tedium, but also work is great for boosting your confidence. And through working in a shop, I acquired expertise in several areas that served me well across the board. I'm still an avid observer of customer behaviour. I often notice how little they change from shop to shop.
Tom?
I enjoyed learning how to interact with people. In fact, I'd dish out advice with no real idea what I was talking about. That comes in handy. And as an academic now, I'm grateful that I was trained in how to sell things, as even us bookish types have to market ourselves nowadays.
Now you'll hear part three again.
With me today are Sarah Banks and Tom Weston, two college lecturers who both worked while they were students. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sarah, tell us first about the job you had in an expensive clothes shop.
It was in a fancy women's boutique. I'd like to say I got the job because of my fashionable appearance. I was studying fashion, so I always wore the latest stuff, but I think the manager just liked my outgoing manner. I was aware even then, though, that a shop job wasn't my thing, but there was little else around where I could get any experience, so off I went. It was in an affluent area, full of creative types, and the price tags were high, so we didn't need many sales for a good day's takings.
And was it enjoyable?
Well, some customers could be difficult, and they all expected something special. Soft fabrics, low lights, chic private changing rooms. They weren't just looking for clothes, they were after a whole experience. And often they'd pick out totally unsuitable things, but insist they were the right choice. So I really appreciated it when a woman would finally step out of the changing room in the dress that completely altered her whole posture. Head up, shoulders back. It demonstrated the magic of the perfect outfit and fed into my later design work.
How easy was it to fit in at the shop?
There was a strict dress code for staff. We had to wear stuff from the shop's range. I did fall into line with this, but only just. I remember feeling a distinct sense of rebellion when I realised how limited the choice was, as I felt, and still feel, people should express themselves through their clothes. So I deliberately chose the only two things that were comfortable, but they looked hideous together. No one commented, but I felt I'd made my point. Being so strict wasn't in the shop's best interest. Luckily, none of my friends saw me wearing the clothes, although I did eventually show them off at home.
And Tom, you also worked in a clothes boutique.
Yeah, I was a business student, and the boutique really inspired me. The owner had become famous by making amazing clothes out of recycled stuff, but never seemed that interested in big profits, so I was intrigued by him. Then I overheard staff talking about how he'd ring round his branches every day, demanding to know how much money they'd made. It was a real eye-opener. The fashion world clearly didn't survive on charisma and big ideas alone. I was really mad when I realised how stupid I'd been. I just wasn't worldly wise enough then to see the reality. It taught me that things aren't always what they seem.
And you both teach students now. Tom, can you spot those that have had experience of work?
They're the ones who understand the importance of getting to classes, even for parts of the course they find less inspiring. They'll still manage to get something out of them, and they'll come over as fully functioning grown-ups, able to take responsibility for their lives without much assistance. They'll have learnt the basics of time management and have an appreciation of whatever money they've got, too. Although, as students, they usually don't have much, of course.
So, finally, what did you learn from working while you were students? Sarah?
Well, any job you do has its moments of tedium, but also work is great for boosting your confidence. And through working in a shop, I acquired expertise in several areas that served me well across the board. I'm still an avid observer of customer behaviour. I often notice how little they change from shop to shop.
Tom?
I enjoyed learning how to interact with people. In fact, I'd dish out advice with no real idea what I was talking about. That comes in handy. And as an academic now, I'm grateful that I was trained in how to sell things, as even us bookish types have to market ourselves nowadays.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.